This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, no. Trump's going soft. Down to just 80% tariffs on China. Down from 145. Lee, it doesn't matter if it's 145 or 80. That's mm-hmm. the thing. It doesn't. Either way, you're plumb out of luck.
Yeah.
In fact, the plan going back to his first presidency was always 50% tariffs on China. When he jacked him to 145, I knew what he was doing. He was giving himself some room to play. Well, you know, if they talk to us in Switzerland, maybe we'll cut him a little deal. How about 80%? When his real number all the time, always, was 50.
Yeah.
And Steve Bannon, who he fell out with, but now has a podcast, was an advisor of his in the first term, had a podcast on that about a week ago. And he said, listen, we always were doing 50. 50 was always the number that we planned for China, for doing all of this. Then we're going to do a lot of the tariff stuff in the second. In the second term, but he said, yeah, it's always 50. He's like, so, you know, I don't care what he'll pick something. He'll go up and down to make it look like he's being, you know, magnanimous or whatever.
Yeah. You're talking about the man who literally wrote the book, The Art of the Deal.
Right, yeah. So he's calling on China to open up its markets to the USA and pressuring China so he can make a deal with them like he did the UK. But I'm here to tell you, if you watch what Bessent and Trump were saying earlier this week, they're like, about the, you know, maybe meeting on the sidelines in Switzerland with the Chinese. They're like, well, we're not in any hurry. We're not, maybe 80. And maybe we'll negotiate down to that. Well, guess what? That's not going to open those Chinese factories back up. It's not. And I'm telling you what he's doing, and I don't know if he'll succeed. What he's doing is he's playing games deliberately with Wall Street, and he's playing games with the media who are trying to crash the economy, trying to get us into a recession, trying to build the votes in the Senate to take the tariff authority away from him. And this is now a game of chicken. How far can he go? How many of these factories can he shut down? He wants to collapse the Chinese Communist Party. It's the only way forward. Because I'll tell you what, it's going to be just like Iran. The second the Democrats get back in, it doesn't matter what trade deal Trump cuts, Lee. It doesn't matter. They are not going to enforce it. I mean, the deal that Trump cut last time wasn't enforced by Biden trade officials. They just ignored it. Wow, that's what Biden got paid $30 million for. I'll just pay off the next Democrat. Deep state won't investigate. We'll be right back where we were. The only way forward is to collapse the Chinese Communist Party. And that's going to cause, it's going to take mass chaos. Chaos on this order.
JP Morgan is projecting that they expect a 75 to 80% drop in imports from China this year because of these higher tariffs.
Yeah, there's no question who's holding the cards here.
Yeah. It's Trump. It's us. Yeah. It's totally the case. Hey, speaking of holding cards, you know, I love irony. It's one of my favorite things in life. Letitia James under FBI investigation by Donald Trump.
Oh, but this is retribution, Tara.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you seen those interviews? I'm not going to play the audio again, where even the liberal, like, you know, media is asking her, well, but these are fake charges, right? I mean, there's nothing to them. Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. This whole mortgage thing did not come about because of Trump. Trump had nothing to do with it. There's a guy in New York who's from Syria, ironically, and his brother is something of a shyster. And he ended up getting indicted, the brother did, and all of this. Well, this guy started digging into financial crimes because of his brother getting indicted, but he's very famous in New York. And he likes to go after politicians of both parties. And once she started prosecuting Trump, he started looking into her. And he's something of a financial whiz in terms of just being able to ferret out, you know, abuse. He was the one who it had nothing to do with Trump. Trump did not come up with this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And then that guy started posting about it. It just took on a life of its own. And you know, mortgage fraud is very easy to prove relative to other financial crimes. It's not hard. You know, I mean, when you signed so that your daddy signed as your you know, spouse so that you could get a VA loan when you didn't serve. Not hard.
Yeah.
You know, you either served or you didn't. And she didn't. She did not haul her fat rear end down to, you know, boot camp. That can be verified very easily. So do you see what they're doing now in New York? $10 million Tish James fund. To defend her.
Yeah.
Now, that's ridiculous. Now, look, if he was suing her for something she did in office, okay. This is her personal financial fraud.
Yeah.
And the taxpayer's going to pay?
Well, wasn't there the whole thing about her claiming that a place in Virginia was her primary residence?
Yes.
Which, as in her position in New York State, she had to be a resident of New York. In order to hold office.
Actually signed paperwork verifying that her primary residence was in New York.
That is fraud, period. End of story. Yeah. I mean, that's...
You don't get to do it because you're Democrat. You don't get to do it because you're Black. Sorry. So the Trump FBI is after her now, and she's screaming and yelling, but she's in trouble. But they're going to use this as further evidence that Donald Trump is a dictator. And he goes after his enemies, and he's very dangerous. That'll be what they'll tell him.
And yet she is the one on video numerous times screaming at the top of her lungs about how she is running to get Donald Trump.
Yes. And bragging that she was going to find something.
Yes.
In other words, she didn't have it.
Right.
Yeah. There was no unresolved crime that, wow, if we just get Trump, then we can get him on this crime. Right. You know, he's getting away. There's nothing like that.
Yeah.
But somehow he's the dictator. It's ridiculous, but they'll use it. They will tell their sheeple. They'll be all over it. By the way, Tim Walz went on Jen Psaki's show.
Oh, really?
On MSNBC, yes. And said
that was interesting.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm going to play that coming up. Said that that Trump was a dictator, and any moment now he's going to break out the military uniform and go walking around in that. Well, no, see, you're laughing. And if he was joking, you're like, no, he was serious. They believed this.
So next, I guess he's going to break out the saber and maybe hold a rifle and fire a shot like Saddam Hussein did.
Probably.
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, he's got that military parade he's trying to do, Tara.
Oh, he mentioned the military parade. Oh,
of course, because, you know, we just can't have U.S. military showing what it's got out in front of the American public. Just, no, we can't have that.
Well, look, if Putin gets one, we get one, too.
Oh, yeah.
Or something. Yeah. And if she gets one, we get one, too. So I don't know that she can afford a military parade at this point. Because they are leveraged to the hilt. I mean, we're like at 100% of GDP with debt, a little over, like, I think it's like 106, 107. They're at 300. That we know of. It's probably more. That's just what they publicly admit to. So, that's a mess. Speaking of debt, I'm going to break down this whole Pope situation. It is actually very interesting coming up next. And how, a lot of people were tweeting yesterday, including me, that, the choice of the Pope was a direct response to Donald Trump in American politics. It was, but not in the way people think. It was as most things in life are, it was about money and the fact that the Catholic Church is going broke, which I happen to think is a good thing because I think it's going to straighten them out. And those cardinals, bottom line, know they need somebody who's going to get American Catholics to open their wallets again. And Francis made huge mistakes that could really cause some problems. I'll explain the whole thing coming up next on the show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that.
But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.